We live in a world where lies have become weapons. The line between fact and fantasy has blurred dangerously, with euphemisms like fringe theory and fake news obscuring what are often simply falsehoods designed to manipulate. The consequences can be deadly serious, like the 2016 Pizzagate incident, where a man fired a weapon in a Washington, D.C. pizzeria based on a conspiracy theory. Our vulnerability to misinformation is staggering. 33% of high school graduates never read another book after graduation, while 58% of adults don't read anything longer than social media posts. This decline in sustained reading correlates directly with decreased ability to analyze complex arguments. The internet has democratized information distribution, creating a landscape where credible sources and falsehoods appear equally legitimate. Professional-looking websites can be created in hours, while social media platforms give equal weight to posts from scientific institutions and conspiracy theorists. Most troubling of all, studies show false news spreads 6 times faster than factual information online. What makes this crisis particularly acute is our natural cognitive vulnerability. Our brains didn't evolve to process the information fire hose we now face daily. We're wired to seek patterns, even in randomness, and once we form beliefs, we resist changing them, even when faced with contradictory evidence. This is why critical thinking isn't a luxury, it's essential self-defense in the information age. Statistics aren't facts, they're interpretations shaped by how data is collected and presented. Consider claims like marijuana smokers doubled yearly for 35 years. Mathematically impossible, or a telemarketer's 1,000 sales daily, one sale every 29 seconds. Averages are especially prone to distortion. Mean, median, and mode tell different stories. In a room where 8 people have $100,000 net worth and one has negative $500,000, the mean, $33,222, misleads, while the median, $100,000, better represents reality. Similarly, a CEO earning $10 million among 100 employees making $50,000 creates a deceptive mean salary of $149,500. Life expectancy statistics demonstrate this well. People in 1850 didn't all die young. High infant mortality skewed the average. Many who survived childhood reached their 70s, just as medieval adults often lived into their 60s despite the common belief they died at 30. When examining statistics, question the source, methodology, and basic plausibility of the numbers. Graphs can distort data by exploiting our visual processing tendencies. The most basic deception comes through unlabeled axes, which render measurements meaningless without proper context for what's being measured. Truncated vertical axes create misleading impressions by exaggerating differences. Fox News demonstrated this in 2012 by starting their y-axis at 34% to make a 13% tax increase appear six-fold larger. Double y-axes can distort relationships between variables, as seen in 2015 when Rep. Chaffetz's graph falsely suggested Planned Parenthood performed more abortions than cancer screenings, when screenings were actually triple the number. The COVID-19 pandemic highlighted how linear versus logarithmic scales dramatically affect data interpretation. Since our visual system typically overrides logical thinking, these graphical manipulations become powerful tools for shaping public perception. Statistics are only as reliable as their collection methods. The 1936 Literary Digest poll wrongly predicted Alf Landon would defeat President Roosevelt. Not because it skewed toward wealthy Republicans, but because Roosevelt supporters were less likely to participate. Modern polling faces similar challenges. Landline sampling skews toward older demographics, while missing tech-savvy individuals. Those willing to participate often differ from those who decline, creating systematic distortions. For example, studies about sexual attitudes naturally attract people comfortable with the topic while excluding the reserved. Survey responses frequently reflect social desirability rather than truth. People claim to read prestigious publications, while few admit to tabloids. Self-reporting on sensitive topics like cheating proves particularly unreliable. Consider your own behavior. Have you declined surveys or adjusted answers to appear more favorable? Multiply that effect across thousands of respondents, and you'll understand how sampling problems can distort our view of reality. Probabilities quantify uncertainty but are often misunderstood. For independent events, where outcomes don't influence each other, we multiply individual probabilities to find joint probability. Authentication websites use this principle. 6 questions with 1 in 5 odds create a mere 0.00064 probability of guessing all correctly. However, real-world events often aren't independent. Weather patterns illustrate this. Consecutive freezing nights are more likely than simple multiplication suggests. 10% times 10% equals 1%, because tomorrow's weather depends on today's. Conditional probabilities focus on subgroups rather than entire populations. For instance, the probability of pneumonia differs significantly between random individuals and those showing symptoms. Ignoring these dependencies can be dangerous, as in Sally Clark's case, where prosecutors wrongly assumed independence between SIDS deaths. The four-fold table method is crucial for medical decisions. It organizes true positives, false negatives, false positives, and true negatives, revealing surprising insights. For example, even with a positive mammogram, the actual probability of breast cancer is only about 9% due to the disease's rarity and imperfect testing. Counterknowledge is misinformation packaged as fact, spreading through our natural attraction to compelling what-if stories. Media's preference for dramatic narratives over statistical reality distorts risk perception. People often overestimate highly publicized risks while underestimating more common dangers. Manipulators spread counterknowledge by mixing verified facts with falsehoods. After establishing credibility with true statements, they insert false claims that audiences accept without question. Consider how someone might accurately describe water composition before falsely claiming bottled water's superiority over tap water, despite evidence showing no safety advantage in developed countries. Our pattern-seeking brains find meaning even in randomness, like seeing constellations and scattered stars. We notice and remember coincidences while ignoring non-events. Remembering when someone calls just as we think of them, but forgetting the many times our thoughts weren't followed by calls. We tend to maintain beliefs despite contradictory evidence. The autism vaccine controversy demonstrates this. Even as expanded diagnostic criteria explained rising autism rates, many continued blaming vaccines, leading to dangerous measles outbreaks from vaccine refusal. Critical thinking begins with intellectual humility, acknowledging what we don't know. This requires overcoming cognitive biases, especially confirmation bias and the Dunning-Kruger effect, where we overestimate our knowledge in unfamiliar domains. The scientific method remains our best defense against misinformation. Scientific knowledge builds gradually through repeated experiments and converging evidence, not singular breakthroughs. True science embraces debate as part of establishing truth. Today's digital landscape, like Orwell's Ministry of Truth, enables seamless information alteration, blurring fact and fiction. Ironically, websites claiming to reveal the truth are often least reliable. While instant information is convenient, verification remains crucial. Better to know fewer facts with certainty than many uncertain ones. In our era of weaponized lies, the solution isn't cynicism, but methodical thinking, questioning both external claims and our own beliefs. This discernment is vital for personal decisions, democratic participation, and addressing global challenges.